Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and you're tuned in to Financial Survival, and we are going to be talking in a few minutes to Miss Wendy Wilson, Apothecary Herbs, and at 420, we're talking about Ellie Seastrom, the one who brings you the specials and all the medals and helps you understand what to do to provide for the future. Today is Wednesday, 9 August 2023. It's a nice day here in the hills of West Virginia, and I'm glad to be with you today, and I do mean that, as always. We start with the metals and the markets, and I will tell you now, all the metals were down, all markets were down but one. That's just a fact. Just one was slightly up. But anyway, gold was down $9.55, the 1915.82, still staying over $1,900 range. Silver is down 6 cents, $22.69. Platinum was down $22.70, the 904.20. Palladium was down $18.10, the 12.18.10. The Dow was down 72, the 35242. NASDAQ down 109, the 13775. S&P down 16, the 4483. FTSE was down 0.08%, 7587. The DAX was down 0.49%, to 15852. Nikkei was down 0.53, to 32204. Hang Seng was up 0.32, to 19242. Oil was climbing again, up $1.69 to $84.31. I don't know where about y'all live, but it's reflecting in our pump prices here in our area. USDX was down 0.09 to 102.44, and the 10-year yield was down 0.018 to 4004. So that's the markets, that's the 10-year yield, that's USDX, everything combined. Again, markets are all down, but one, metals are down. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. I don't know which way it's going to be going. I know the economy in our country is not going to get any better for a long time, if ever, which I doubt. Worldwide, we're going to see what happens. But let's go to our guest, as always, on Wednesday. We're going to talk to Wendy Wilson, a lady that I love listening to share her information. And she has a very special topic today that I'm anxious to hear because I happen to be one of the people that do take meds, as I hate to. And I do try to work out as natural as possible. And by the grace of God, I'm containing things, I think, very well, but still having to take some meds anyway. Wendy Wilson, welcome to today's program. It's so good to have you.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Butch. Always good to be with you and all the listeners. Thought today we'd talk about what's been in the headlines recently is the imported medications. They seem to be tainted, and it's a real problem for this nation. Because the United States does import more generic prescription meds than any other country. And I've reported on this kind of thing before where your generic drugs are made by very small pharmaceutical companies that are, you know, not monitored by the FDA. These are overseas type of pharmaceuticals. So therefore, your medications can be below the U.S. standards for safety. And that is, you know, what health authorities are now struggling with and they're seeing, because many drugs are in very short supply, and the list gets longer by the week. So they're kind of like, you know, what are we going to do? And they're, you know, I don't know, I don't want to say grasping at straws. We'll take this from over here and that from over there. But it's becoming a problem, because when the United States Department of Defense gets involved, you know, we're kind of past that concern stage, and now we've entered the critical stage. So what they're doing is the U.S. Department, because of an invitation from Congress, the U.S. Department of Defense has contracted with Valisure Labs to help expose any dangers to the medications that are entering the United States. Now, currently, there are reports that the imported drugs contain unwanted chemical agents, and some very common and widely used prescription medications have been what the FDA would call adulterated. So far, Valisure Labs reported a, quote, surge of concerns regarding the generic drug quality along with shortages. So generic drugs, if people out there don't know what that is, that's when a drug comes off a patent and they go into generic use. And that means any pharmaceutical can pick up the drug and start manufacturing it. Doesn't have to necessarily be made by Pfizer or AstraZeneca or any of those. So it appears that this Valisure Labs has a contract that spans several years to continue to test and scan for these problems. And they also implemented a ranking system regarding the manufacturers of the drugs and which drugs have the worst product quality, and try to remove those drug vendors from the import list. So Valisure Labs found that the cancer therapy drugs made in India have quality control problems. And that's the last thing a cancer patient wants to hear, right, Pastor Butch?
I guarantee you, they're fighting hard to just keep this to save their life, yes.
I know. Well, let's look at some of the quick stats. So when we look at the volume of imported meds into the United States, we find this. 9 out of 10 drugs are generic. So the patents expired, and overseas pharmaceutical companies are now making them. A majority of the generic drugs are made in either India or China, and drug shortages have escalated in the last 2 decades. So drug shortages are at the highest they've been in 9 years. So it's getting worse by the week. So COVID-19 did expose this critical medication shortfall and the level of dependence that the United States has on drug companies in foreign lands. So that was one thing, you know, doctors and patients are starting to notice. Where are these drugs coming from? So the drug companies struggle with ingredient supply and quality control, and 62% of the drug shortages are due to quality and poor manufacturing issues. So Congress, as I said, asked the Defense Department to provide status on the generic drug situation and to report the risks within the pharmaceutical supply chain. So Valisure Chief Executive Officer, his name is David Light, he stated that millions of patients are affected by the drug situation. The FDA reported a drug company in India shredded truckloads of drug quality control documents during one of their inspections in 2022. So that's not something the FDA wants to see when they're visiting. Also, Rose DeLario, she's a U.S. Congresswoman, she's a Democrat, she says, our country's reliance on active pharmaceutical ingredients and medications manufactured abroad in China and India has come at a significant cost of patient safety. Well, I can't disagree with that. And you might be asking, well, can we rely on this lab that the Defense Department has kind of, you know, hired? Well, let's look at Valisure's track record, how they do at analyzing medicines. Well, according to Bloomberg News report, Valisure found cancer-causing chemicals in drugs and in personal care products like sunscreen, hand sanitizers, and dry shampoos. So Valisure also reported that Zantac, used for heartburn, had carcinogens in it also. Medication was removed from the market in 2019. So they're not shy at blowing the whistle on product ingredients, so that's a good thing. And here you're probably asking me, what are they finding? when they're testing these drugs that are coming in. Well, Valsure's testing has revealed that many medications were found to have, they had chemicals known as nitrosamines. And when they are in concentrated levels, they can put people at risk of cancer when taking the medications for prolonged periods. Now, the WHO and the EPA have classified one of the nitrosamine chemicals, which is nitrosodimethylamine, or it's short for NDMA, is a probable carcinogen. So they check for that too. So the FDA is requiring testing for these types of chemicals in the drugs. And so far, here they are, your high blood pressure medications, which is valsartan, losartan, and irbesartan, have those chemicals in it. Stomach acid blockers like rantitamide, and also your quit smoking drugs called varicinicline, and your diabetic drugs, metformin, all contain high levels of the carcinogen chemicals in them. And millions of people take these drugs every day.
Wow.
I know. So, wow. And our ingredient shortage list and drug shortage list is long, so you can go to the CDC's website and you can check their list of what's in short supply. And you got to ask yourself at some point, is my drug going to be up there? Or is my drug already up there? And then if you can't get that medication, you better be asking your doctor, is there a substitute for that? And if there's not a substitute medication, what are you going to do?
Good question.
Mm-hmm. Good question. So a lot of people ask me, and you know, we were talking about this off air, that you know, you've got allopathic healthcare, your modern medicine, your drug therapies. It's really an easy medicine for patients typically. You know, the doctor prescribes something, you pop pills, and you go on, and you let the doctor worry about stuff. It's a lazy man's medicine, really. But if you were to, let's say, go to a naturopath and ask, well, is there anything I can do about my condition? Can I reverse it? Can I recover from it? Can I get rid of it? Can I get a cure? Well, you're probably going to hear yes, and it's going to take work. You're going to have to change lifestyle. You're going to start, you know, using some clean foods to eat and also watch your supplements. So it's a bit of work involved when you want to, you know, be empowered and be proactive about a condition. So those are the two highlight differences between the therapies. You know, you're going to do the work or you're not, because medicine doesn't really deal with nutrition. They deal with toxic medicines, basically, to control functions. And that's what you're doing. They're prescribing for symptoms. It's a symptom management program, typically. So, it's not where I'd want to be. I'd feel like I was held hostage by a medication.
So. Well, you know, what you said, you can't get well without working at it. And I don't care if you're on normal medications. If you won't get better, you're going to have to watch what you're doing. You just can't expect the medication to do it all and doctor to figure it out for you. That's up to you, really. That's what it boils down to.
Right. Well, I call it getting back to Eden. It's a more natural way of dealing with illnesses. And medicinal herbs are very potent options for us. And the Bible actually encourages us to use them as healing tools. There's herbs for cardio and diabetes, digestion, even to help you stop smoking. There's an herb called lobelia. It has lobelia in it that can mimic a nicotine to fool your system that you had nicotine, but without the addictive effects, so your cravings go away. And little by little, you're just not smoking. So that's a non-toxic way to deal with something like that. I just know we weren't left defenseless in this wicked, evil world that God saw from the beginning of time where we'd be at, and he wanted us to have some tools.
Yes, and he holds us accountable to do our part. It's always that way with him. I mean, he expects us to do our part, to obey him and do what's right and take care of our bodies. And when none of us, definitely myself, and didn't do that perfectly at all. And now, of course, I'm paying a price for it. And being coming from Southeast Asia and Vietnam and Thailand, when they sprayed Agent Orange, they killed my pancreas, and it's been an ongoing battle. But by the grace of God and what I eat, watch what I eat, and taking a sugar to fiber product that does a great job, I've lowered the sugar count by a third. But it takes constant vigilance.
It does. It's like an extra job. I know. And if you're behind the eight ball, if you've got like a little bit of an extra disability like you were describing, it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge for you. I've got a neighbor, you know, that wasn't in the military, but, you know, he's got, you know, issues now. And he describes it this way. When I was younger, I should have stayed out of the honky tonk. And so he drank a little bit, apparently. You know, in our younger days, we don't see those impending issues. We think we're kind of invincible, really. And so we don't really consider, you know, long term, what's this going to be like when I'm, you know, in my golden years. But here's the thing. Science knows that you have a lot of power just on your foods you're eating. So they did a study, and they took a group of folks that were kind of on a junky diet, and they put them on a healthy, clean, organic one, and they noticed in 6 days it changed their DNA. So that's your genetic code. And, you know, here's the thing. What does science tell you all the time about a disease? It must be genetic. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, yeah. if food changes your genetic code, I think there's something you can do about it. See?
Layer
in some medicinal power, which are, you know, your bitter herbs, which are really packed full of nutrition, usually minerals. You can change things around. I never like to say there's nothing out there that can't be cured. Sure, you can get to a point where you're so weak the body can't rebound. Don't go there. But yeah, I look at things as being reversible. It may have taken the body a while to get sick, but you can turn things around. I've seen it over and over again with people. You know, just being cautious about what they're putting in the body. You know, they're not overdoing alcohol, they're not smoking, and that kind of thing. And because those things do change your DNA and they weaken the system. And lots of sugar. Sugar is inflammation kind of element. So if you want disease, all disease starts first with inflammation, and sugar is one of those foods groups that likes to promote inflammation. So I tell people to really watch the sugars, and whenever you have natural sugars like in your fruits, always have it with a protein so it balances out the glucose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you eat an orange, then do some protein to back that up?
Right, yeah. So whatever fruits you're having, you know, have a protein, meats, nuts, anything with protein in it. It just smooths out that sucralose a little bit, so you're not getting high and lows. It's just easier on the system.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah. I think for myself, and of course I was naive. I had no idea what I was eating. Could they do anything to hurt me? Yeah, I grew up in pretty good health. I grew up on just country cooking and raising most of our own food, raising most of our own meat. And we had our own eggs and all that. So I grew up fairly healthy and took for granted that I would stay that way and didn't even realize that what I eat can make a difference, really. Now, that's being naive.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes ignorance will kill you. You got to be careful.
Well, and people need to realize, too, and doctors are just realizing this, because I read a report by a gastroenterologist who, around 2010, saw this spike in digestive a lot of inflammatory digestive issues. And when she asked her patients, you know, did you start eating something new? They go, I've been eating the same stuff since I was a kid, they would tell her. So when she started digging, she realized they didn't change their diet, but the food got changed. So she's saying the GMO stuff is causing inflammation, is what saying.
No doubt.
Yeah. So
no doubt.
People, yeah, and we did a show. I think we talked about this. You know, in order to get a patent on something, there has to be a significant change in it. So it's not the same as what God made. And so if it's not the same, you know you're going to get a different effect out of it.
Well,
so,
you know, I grew up eating hamburgers, but with some beef we raised yourself. Now you go to a fast food restaurant and get a hamburger. You're not getting a hamburger I grew up with, not by any means.
Yeah.
You're not getting the same quality, the same nutrition, just not doing it.
No, it's very different. You know, grass-fed and grain-fed beef's totally different, looks different, feels different, tastes different.
Yes, yes it does.
So you get more vitamins and minerals in the grass-fed, definitely. But, well, we're having a professional strength formula sale. We call it our national wellness sale. It's 25% off, and details are online on our website at thepowerherbs.com, or they can give us a call at 866-229-3663. and ask about the sale, 866-229-3663. And this runs through the 15th.
Wow, this went by fast.
Yes, it did.
Thank you, Wendy, for joining us today. Thank you so much. I will see you next week, God willing.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Folks, back at the break, we're going to talk to Melody Seatrum. Got a lot of news to cover. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I hope you enjoy Wendy Wilson's presentation. I know I did. I mean, that lady is a walking encyclopedia, and I love listening to her share her information and news and also talk about her products. I mean, if there's going to be a lady you can trust on what some natural supplements, I think probably I'd be one of the ones I would trust. There are a couple that I do trust, and she's one of them. And when it comes to metals, I deal with one individual that I trust completely because I've known her for a long time, and she's never, ever, ever once hurt anybody that I know or lied to anybody. And that's a fact. And I'm telling the truth. We're going to talk to Melody Seastrom right now at Discount Gold and Silver. And, of course, this is her broadcast, so I think she'll let her on once in a while. Melody, welcome.
Hi.
Good to have you.
It's good to be here. And I know you take good care of these radio programs when I'm not, so.
I try.
Thank you.
I try.
Yes.
And I feel honored that you trust me, but I do try. I really do.
Sure. Most of the time, yeah.
How can I say?
Just kidding.
We go back far enough now. I think we know each other well enough to know we can trust each other. We go back, 20 years?
Oh, probably or longer, because I've been doing this, 28 or 29, and I remember we initially started advertising with you shortly thereafter, so, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Gee.
Yepper do.
I was talking to Coach Dave today and also Doug Heigman, and they said, Pastor Butch, you were one of the first ones, preachers especially, that got on the radio and shared what you do with other people, what's happening in the country and around the world. You're one of the only pastors I've ever heard do this. And Doug even called me a legend. And I thought, gee. But anyway, that made me feel good, but I don't think I'm a legend. except in my own mind, maybe. But
we're all legends.
I guess. But anyway, we go back a few years. But anyway, I'll let you get what you want to talk about. We get a lot of news to cover, so come on in and share.
Well, I'm assuming you went over the metals and the markets.
I did. Metals and markets. Neither one doing very good.
Oh, they will.
Oh, yeah.
I have no
I'm talking
doubt
about the metals and markets. Both are all down day but one. So, I mean, one market. So,
yeah, wow. Well, you know. And everybody's... There's an inflation report coming out, so, you know, it's kind of probably trade sideways this week until that comes out. But what I saw that was interesting, a couple of headlines here, the rice soars to highest since 2008. And it's the highest in almost 15 years in Asia. And it's all based on concerns about the global supplies. And Thailand has had dry weather, which threatens their production. And after top shipper India banned some exports. So India is keeping the rice for their own, and they're banning some of these exports. Thai Weiss rice, 5% broken, an Asian benchmark, jumped to $648 a ton, the most expensive since October of 2008. That brings the increase in prices to almost 50% in the past year. And, you know, rice is very vital. It's the diet of billions of people in Asia and Africa.
Well, it's like wheat. Is it about any grain? That's a staple for people and animals.
Yeah. The latest threat to supply comes from Thailand, the second biggest shipper. Authorities are encouraging farmers to switch to crops that need less water as the nation braces for drier conditions with the onset of El Nino. Cumulative rainfall in the central growing region is 40% below normal. So I don't know what they can switch to, but rice does take a lot of water. They do need that water. And so, again, folks, more pressure on food supplies around the world. And it does affect us. It affects everyone. And U.S. mortgage rates top 7%, as we saw Fitch cut added to the Treasury sell-off. So 7% plus for U.S. mortgage rates. Let's see if there's anything else banks' problems. We talked about this yesterday, about some of those banks that are going to soon to be downgraded. Loan losses at U.S. banks hit $19 billion as borrowers feel rate rise pain. Banks need these deposits. Banks need the loan. Or it all goes belly up. That's what keeps the economy going. You know, when you have fractional reserve banking for every buck they bring in, they can loan out what? It used to be 9. I don't know if they raised it or not. So they could print 9 more dollars for every one that they bring in. It takes a while. It takes a little bit of time for this all to flow through the system. And but, hey, they want you distracted. They only want you distracted talking about President Trump and his court issues, because that's what everybody focuses on. The election, the campaign, President Biden. Nobody talks about anything else, very little. And those are big distractions. Whether you agree with them or if you don't agree with them, they're still distractions. So pay attention to some of these other things that are going on. And, it's only another year and a half, while this administration is in office. Unless they get voted back in. But and another sad thing, we've got many customers in Hawaii. You have Maui burning. Mm-hmm. You have National Guard deployed. I didn't know if you were going to talk about that.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't get that, but I saw that. I mean, they're going out in the ocean into the water trying to escape the fires.
Trying to escape the fires. Their 9/11 is down. They're calling it apocalyptic. I haven't seen very many pictures of it yet, but so keep those folks also in your prayers.
This has been a huge year for natural disasters as far as weather, that's for sure.
Certainly has. Well, you know, climate change is upon us.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Hey, we are seeing changes in climate, but there's a whole lot of reasons. And it's not because of fossil fuels. That might play a little bit of it, but it ain't fossil fuels.
And it's not because of cows burping. Matter of fact, I'll just share this, since how you brought that issue up. This is going to be an article today, but I'll just share it. The climate-friendly cows bred to belch less methane. So there you go, folks. Winnipeg, Manitoba. When Canadian dairy farmer Ben Lowith's calves are born next spring, they'll be among the first in the world to be bred with a specific environmental goal, burping less methane. Lowith, a third-generation farmer in Linden, Ontario, in June started artificially inseminating 107 cows and heifers with the first-to-market bull semen with a low-methane genetic trait. Selectively breeding for lower emissions, as long as we're not suffering other traits, seems like an easy win, Lowith said. The arrival of commercially available genetics to produce dairy cattle that emit less methane could help reduce one of the biggest sources of the potent greenhouse gas scientists and cattle industry expects. Burps are the top source of methane emission from cattle. CMEX, a genetics company that sold Lowith the semen, said adoption of the low methane trait could reduce methane emissions from Canada's dairy herd by 1.5% annually up to 2030 by 2050. So they're going to breed cows that burp less and maybe some of the past gas less. Who knows? But that's just want to share that, Bill. There you go. That's we done solved the climate problem right there.
Whew. Am I happy?
I thought I'd just let you know.
I happy? Woohoo! But and there was just a couple of few other headlines I just want to make here. You have, and then you can start in stories that you have. Americans are pulling money out of their 401k plans at a warming rate.
Yes,
you got that one coming, so I'll save that.
I do.
The U.S. government is going to add $5 billion to its debt pile.
Too.
Boy, am I a mind reader or what?
Well, I sent you the list. I don't know why you didn't look at it.
No, I was busy.
Oh,
I was busy.
Okay.
Chip makers have plans for new U.S. factories, but not enough workers to run them. Yeah, well, we'll wait and see about that. And but those are just some of the, again, everybody's waiting for the inflation numbers to come out. So
now, they're due when?
People too. I think either tomorrow or Friday.
Okay. And then I guess the Fed decide what to do.
Well, they don't make the decision until later in September, I believe, because everybody's on vacation. But
okay.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Okay.
That the numbers come out. It's tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
all righty.
So anyway.
You ready to go?
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to share this because I think it could be good news, could not be good news, but it's something somebody made a decision anyway. Louisiana law puts in godly trust in public schools. Which way would that go? I don't know. Which God? I don't know. A new Louisiana law took effect last week requiring the national motto and godly trust be displayed in all public school classrooms in the state. When the upcoming school year begins, all public elementary, secondary, and higher education classrooms will need to display the motto. House Bill 8, signed into law by Governor John Bel Edwards in June 2023, amends Louisiana's existing law, which only requires schools to display the motto in at least one location. The measure passed both the Louisiana House and Senate chambers without any votes cast in opposition, which is interesting. Under the law, students are to receive instruction on patriotic customs, including teaching on the God We Trust motto. To support this instruction, the law specifies that motto displays are to be a poster or frame document that is at least 11 inches by 14 inches. The motto must be the central focus of the display and be printed in a large, easily readable font. The law also clarifies that public schools are not required to use their funds to purchase national motto displays and may accept donated displays. At least 10 states which require the national motto to be displayed at public schools include Arkansas, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. And Godly Trust became part of Florida's seal in 1868 and is the state motto of Florida. So I'm not getting on the history. And Godly Trust was, of course, started on coins back in 1956. First appearance is 1865, and Congress passed the act placing the phrase on all coins. and as it went on, and then under Eisenhower to make it a joint resolution of the House and Senate, whatever. But so maybe, perhaps, a little bit of common sense is coming back. Maybe if they've talked about the right God, maybe they recognize the fact that there is a God that created us, and we need to put our trust in Him. I just thought I'd share that, Mel. Any comments on that?
No, they did try to take off In God We Trust off of the gold coins in 1908, and there was outrage from the people, and that's why when you purchase the American gold Saint Gaudens, and some of them do not have the motto on, and some do. So it's interesting. There was outrage, and they had to put them back on. So it's interesting to see that they're doing it now, but there's no there's no outrage anymore.
No, no, not unless you steal somebody's hot dog. No, no outrage. You steal somebody's hot dog, you'd be charged with a hate crime. You know that. But, yeah, and different topic, not financial yet, but you mentioned about this a minute ago, about people looking in other directions and newskeeping business and other topics. This seems to be pretty large. This is making quite a bit of headline across country. Huge 2020 voter fraud reportedly uncovered in Michigan. Now, this is a free report, folks. The town of Muskegon, Michigan, greatly contributed to the steal of the 2020 presidential election by reportedly committing massive voter fraud through faking signatures and addresses, printing voter registration forms, and buying guns. Yeah. Only 1 month before the 2020 general election, on October 8, 2020, City Clerk Ann Mish noticed a black female who later identified herself as Brianna Hawkins dropping off to between 8 to 10,000 completed voter registration applications at the city's clerk office, the Gateway Pundit reported. Mersh then contacted the Muskegon Police Department so they would investigate the crime. Chief Investigations for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nissel's office, Tom Fabus, contacted both First Lieutenant Mike Anderson and Michigan State Police on October 21, 2020. Eventually, an investigative task force was formed and an investigation was initiated. Mish said that the quality of voter registration forms was highly suspicious and possibly fraudulent because numerous forms were completed by the same person and addresses on multiple forms were either invalid or non-existent in a Muskegon City House numbering system, Gateway Pundit reported. In addition to that, phone numbers on multiple forms were erroneous, and signatures on the mullet forms didn't appear to match signatures on the file with the Department of Security of State, and the pundit wrote. And there's more information on that besides that. But this seems pretty well valid that maybe perhaps in Michigan and this one county for sure, some shenanigans went on. We will see. And I do have some other sources that have called me and contacted me. People that would say are versed in this, that are working on this situation, said that the last indictment they made of Trump was a very serious error on the prosecutor's side. It's going to open the door for Trump to bring in all kinds of information they don't write in. So we'll see what happens. I'm not saying this is not a real story, folks. But behind this story is a lot of things happening that you need to pay attention to in a lot of different ways. Don't just concentrate on one story. Mel, any comments?
No, unfortunately, I believe it's a day too late.
Well, I think you might be right.
You know,
we will see. I think you may be right. Yes.
Yeah. So
I mean, nobody's going to go to jail. Wouldn't it be wonderful if this were true and they actually found it to be fraud, that Biden would go to jail? Wouldn't it be wonderful when his cronies would go to jail with him?
Well, wouldn't it even be better that they would fix it so it doesn't happen again?
Oh yes. I mean, yeah.
And that's what I don't. That's my only complaint about President Trump. They expected it was going to happen. They talked about it happening, but they didn't do anything about it.
These are questions that we have, and obviously this Michigan County is not making this up. This actually happened. We will see. We will soon see. But according to what I've been getting from people that are working from this on the inside, are telling me that this last indictment, that the prosecutors made a mistake. They opened up a door they probably didn't want to open. We'll soon know.
And the thing of it is, you know, who knows what goes on behind the scenes and so forth, as you said. So, you know, he will have the opportunity to disclose all of this. We'll just have to wait and see if he does.
Yep, and if it makes any traction when he does do it. You know, I mean, you and I both know that the Department of Justice and the FBI and all of them are not working for the, I hate to use the word conservative, but for the
American
decent
people
of America. Yeah, they're not working for them.
No.
They're working a whole different agenda. They couldn't care less about what we think. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah. I did have this other report, Butch, but we're heading into a break, and it is a really important one. Okay. I just want to bring it. You might have it about the Panama Canal.
No, I don't have that one.
This is about the number of ships that are waiting to go through the Panama Canal. And we'll be right back, and we'll touch on this after the break.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're heading into the last break, and, you know, I came across this article, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Butch, with you, what you wanted
it's
to talk
right.
about.
Go ahead.
But this shocks me, because I had no idea, and this was an article out of CNBC, and the Panama Canal pileup. 154 commercial vessels are waiting to cross the Panama Canal. The average wait time, 21 days. The Panama Canal Authority has reduced the number of ships allowed to pre-book transit through the Panamax locks, and restrictions due to ongoing drought conditions is going to remain in effect until August 21st. We have 40% of all U.S. container traffic travels through the Panama Canal every year. One marine shipping expert said this is going to get worse before it gets better. And, I mean, this is a critical trade link, the Panama Canal, for these U.S. shippers heading to Gulf and East Coast ports. And the U.S. is the largest user of the Panama Canal, with U.S. commodity export and import containers representing about 73% of the Panama Canal traffic and about $270 billion in cargo. Now, this massive pileup is a result of water conservation measures the Panama Canal Authority deployed in late July due to drought. The PCA has temporarily lowered the availability of booking slots from August 8th to August 21st for Panamax vessels, which are the largest vessels that can cross the canal. These vessels can carry 4,500 20-foot equivalent units. The number of pre-booking slots was reduced to 14 daily from 23. And there's additional lower water level restrictions that were imposed by the PCA in July also required vessels to be 40% lighter. And the Evermax was forced to unload 1,400 containers at the port of Balboa in order to meet the requirements. So, I mean, to me, this is amazing. A canal lock loses 50 million gallons of water when a single vessel traverses the canal. Water levels in Gatun Lake, which feeds the canal, are at a four-year low. And we went through the Panama Canal back in the beginning of 2020. And it is a fascinating how it works and, you know, how to get the ships out and the water that floods in and raises the ships to go through. And what we were told is usually what they'll do is that they will make these appointments before they get there. And so there's no wait. So to find 154 vessels that are waiting to go through really is amazing. And so we'll see what happens until August 21st, how backed up it gets, and what does it do to our supplies that have been ordered. You have a lot of energy that goes through there. You have diversions are already happening in the energy sector. The mounting delays have clean tankers, which carry refined petroleum products, avoiding the canal, shifting their preferences to book routes to the Atlantic Basin. Data from its Commodities at Sea unit shows that in combined June to July period, U.S. Gulf Coast clean petroleum product exports using the canal traveling to the west coast of South America slowed by 82% year over year. These are, you know, so you have these ships, these oil ships, and we actually were following an oil container when we went through the Panama Canal. They were in front of us, so... Yeah, this could be another reason why you might see your oil, your gasoline prices get higher. The canal is the quickest route for the LNG market to reach Asia. Coal traffic is also being impacted and making adjustments. India is a big importer of U.S. coal, and vessels carrying the commodity also uses the Panama Canal. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Prices will be rising, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
You know, of all the ways, of all the different happenings that can cause prices to rise, I wouldn't have figured on that one.
I know.
You know,
I know.
Really seems odd. Sad. It really is, because that's, like you said, that's going to make a difference to a lot of people that depend on that. And think the cost it's going to have for them, so the ship's set there for 21 days feeding the crew and nothing happening.
Yeah.
I mean, that's expensive.
I know. Yes, it does. And it's expensive to go through there, too. So, anyway. So, stay tuned. That will definitely have an impact on prices that we pay.
All righty. Good interesting story, Millie. Thanks for sharing that. Very interesting story. And guess what? Another sanctuary state is crying. You probably saw this already.
Mm-hmm.
Another sanctuary state declares emergency for over tsunami of illegals. Perhaps it is time for the governor to take a trip to the southern border to see firsthand the open southern border crisis. Massachusetts Democrat Governor Maura Healey declared a state of emergency Tuesday, citing an influx of illegal immigrants seeking shelter at a time when the cost of housing, already in short supply, continues to rise. Healey's frantic SOS comes amid a national crisis of illegal aliens pouring into the country, streaming across President Joe Biden's open border, and spurred the incident extended by sanctuary cities like Boston. There are nearly 5,600 families and more than 20,000 people, many of whom are migrants, currently living in state shelters, including infants, young children, and pregnant women. That is up from about 3,100 families a year ago, about 80% increase, Healey said. Many of the migrants have arrived by plane from other states. In the past 48 hours alone, she said, 50 migrant families have landed in a state in need of shelter. Well, darling, you all want them. Why aren't you rejoicing in the fact that you got what you wanted? Why are you whining about this? If you're so much against it, won't you have your president try to shut this down a little bit? Melody, I'm sorry, I don't mean to sound sarcastic. Well, yes, I do, too. I don't feel sorry for him. I really don't. I don't feel sorry for him at all. I don't feel a bit sorry for Massachusetts. I guess they thought because they were clear up in the Northeast, too far away from Texas and Arizona and other places, that wouldn't affect them. Well, it looks like Texas and other states have fooled them and started shipping them up to them, so I think that's a good idea. Let them pay their fair share. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I agree, too. I mean, they need to spread them out. They just can't be concentrated in those. And, yeah, take them. That's what the sanctuary cities are, so I don't know what they're complaining about.
I agree.
They just want more money from the government.
Oh, well, let them print some more. It's just money. It's fiat currency. It doesn't hurt to print more of it. It has nothing to do with paper. It can't hurt us. But anyway.
Taxpayers don't care.
No.
They don't realize what they're paying.
Well, I heard somebody, well, this is a true story. Somebody one time told me, well, that's federal money. They said them's federal dollars.
That's government money.
I mean, gee, really? Okay. I didn't, gee. Fed's still borrowing over $5 billion per day despite credit downgrade. Folks, this is huge. $5 billion a day. The federal government is borrowing an average of $5.3 billion per day this fiscal year, the U.S. Congressional Budget Office estimated Tuesday. The new estimate come just days after a top international creditor downgraded the U.S. credit rating. The federal budget deficit was $1.6 trillion in the first 10 months of fiscal year 2023, the Congressional Budget Office estimates, more than twice the shortfall recorded during the same period last year. Folks, you hear what I just said? More than twice the shortfall. Revenues were 10% lower and outlays were 10% higher from October through July than they were during the same period in fiscal year 2022. CBO projects that the U.S. debt will be nearly twice the size of U.S. economy in 30 years. I don't think it'll last anywhere near that long. The deficit this year and next year are on track to be 50% larger than before the pandemic. Despite the fact that the pandemic is over and the economy seems to be growing at a steady clip, says Maya McGuinness, president of the Committee for the Responsible Federal Budget. President of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. What a joke. What a joke. Gee. Melody, what are you going to say?
I don't have anything to say. I mean, it is a joke, you know, what they say, I'm not ready to get fired up today, Butch.
Okay. Well, I want to just very quickly, you already touched this, I'll just very quickly hit on second, too. U.S. bank shares drop as Moody's cuts ratings, warns on risk, is Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. U.S. bank stocks decline after Moody's Investors Service lowered its ratings for 10 small and mid-sized lenders and said it may downgrade major firms including U.S. Bank Corp, Bank of New York, Mellon Corp, State Street Corp, and Truist Financial Corporation. Higher funding costs, potential regulatory capital weaknesses, and rising risk tied to commercial real estate are among strains prompting the review, Moody's said late Monday. Collectively, these three developments have lowered the credit profile of a number of U.S. banks, though not all banks equally, the rating company said. So I'm not going to get into all those, but M&T Bank and Webster Financial Group and PNC Financial Services, which is pretty good size, and Capital One Financial Group, and a bunch of them have had them lowered, folks. This is serious. I know we say, well, what's that mean? It means the banks are losing ground, losing credibility. And some have already went bankrupt. We already know that. Literally bankrupt. The other banks bought them out. This is where we're headed. This is what's happening. And now, Melody, to show, to even hit this again, to bring it down to our level, credit card balances jumped in the second quarter and are above $1 trillion for the first time. Americans increasingly turn to their credit cards to make ends meet heading into the summer, sending aggregate balances over $1 trillion for the first time ever, New York Federal Reserve reported Tuesday. Total credit card indebtedness rose by $45 billion in the April through June period, an increase of more than 4%. That took the total amount owed to $1.03 trillion, the highest gross in federal value in federal dating going back to 2003. The increase in the categories of most notable areas, the total household debt edged higher by about $16 billion to $17.6 trillion household debt. Wow. Gee, $17.6 trillion household debt. Now, we know a lot of that has to do with probably mortgages and everything else, but it still shows that credit cards are being used, overused, and people are desperate trying to keep the lights on, Melody. That's just what it shows, isn't it?
It certainly does. And, you know, we also talked about yesterday about the, these college kids, you know, how much their debt has increased while they didn't have to pay their, their college loans back. And it's like there's no response. You know, the only thing government is teaching the people and these kids is it's okay to be not responsible. You just do whatever you want, get whatever you want, and worry about it later. Walk away from it. That's what the government's going to do with our debt. They're going to default on it. It's just a matter of time. We just can't define that time.
And then they'll change it probably to go to the 2030 agenda of you own nothing, be happy.
Yeah.
But one more article, I think, if I can get in four times about it, it's about over. Americans are pulling money out of the 401k plans at an alarming rate. I wonder why, folks. Most Americans are tapping their 401k accounts because of financial distress, according to the Bank of America data released Tuesday. The number of people who made a hardship withdrawal during the second quarter surged from the first 3 months of the year to 15,950, an increase of 36% from the second quarter of 2022, according to Bank of America's analyst of client employees benefit programs, which are comprised of more than 4 million plan participants. It's a pretty troubling development if more people are resorting to making hardship withdrawals, Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree, told CNN. You understand why people do that in the heat of the moment, but the opportunity costs on that are really, really high over time, he said. Bank of America's latest participant pulse report also found that a greater percentage of participants borrowed from their workplace plans from the first quarter, and average contributions trailed off as well. People are just trying to keep their head above water, and they're not making it. And tomorrow, we'll have time to get into it today, but tomorrow I'm going to tell you how much inflation has hit this country since the Fed come into existence. You might be surprised. Melody, we're down the last little bit. What are you going to say?
Nothing would surprise me, but, we appreciate it. And prices on Silver Eagles have come down. People are beginning to take advantage of that. We're coming out of the summer doldrums. Wholesale premiums have dropped like a rock. I mean, they're down. Wholesale premiums. These aren't my premiums. These are wholesale. They're down $10 from, 3 months ago, 4 months ago?
What's Eagle going for now?
Well, you can get them under 30, $28.
That is a deal. They were almost, they were 40.
Yeah. So then those were all wholesale. You can thank the online sellers. There's a lot of them, the online sellers, that are still selling them for, $38, $35 and so forth. So they must have inventory to get rid of at the higher prices. So, so there's a great deal. We've got some 90% silver in here. We got some 50-cent pieces. We even have some dimes. I know people ask for dimes and so forth. So there's no weight on anything at this moment. But you have something happen, and it'll all be gone in a flash. And we're going to be gone in a flash because I hear the music. 1-800-375-4188. I hope we're not gone in a flash, but here. 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.